It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer. From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, senior medical contributor to Fox News Channel and physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, attorney to the stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, so glad to have you with us. It's a Thursday night, and we turn from the medical advice of last night and the travel advice from Tuesday and the money advice from Monday to the legal arena on Thursday nights with America's most in-demand lawyer. I'm seriously, you turn anywhere, cable channel, legal channel, look him up on Instagram. This dude's everywhere. Arthur Idala, welcome back. Thank you for sparing a little bit of time for your friends over at Radio Night Live.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And look, the other nights that you have on are probably much more interesting than I am, whether it's the travel or tomorrow night with Christine and hearing about the PR world and the world of entertainment. Breaking news earlier today was that A-Rod and J-Lo are officially saying that they're better off as friends than as fiancés.
Okay, so, let's just jump onto that right away. Let me ask you about this, because when they announced that they were going separate ways a few weeks ago, and then like 2 days later, they were like, no, we're back together. Everybody that I heard talking about it, whether it was my bride to her friends on social media or anywhere else, it was, well, you know, that was a money and legal thing, right? That's why they got back together. So what happened between then and now, Arthur, that they were they able to divide the baby in half?
Well, I will tell you this. I know a lot more about Jennifer Lopez's camp than I do about Alex Rodriguez's camp, although I know lawyers who have represented both of them. But from the little that I know, Jennifer Lopez is a really shrewd businesswoman. She really is on top of her game, and she's excellent at protecting herself. That may be a Jenny from the block, you know, being growing up in the Bronx. So she has, I am positive, without knowing this for a fact, Kevin, but she has protected herself financially. And look, let's face it. These two individuals have multi-generational wealth. In other words, their great-great-great-grandkids, if the world still exists as we know it, will be incredibly wealthy. Don't forget, Alex Rodriguez had the largest baseball contract at the time. I believe it was $250,000.
Oh, wow.
A quarter of a billion. With a B, yeah. And I think it was actually more than that. It was like 283. I mean, it was something just ridiculously expensive, ridiculously priced. And look at J-Lo. I mean, she's, God bless her. I mean, she's in every single thing you can really think of, from magazines to movies, from perfume to clothing. So money here really should not be an issue. I always go to, as a lawyer who has been around matrimonial law, for me, it's never about the money. It's always about the kids. How does this affect the children? And that doesn't just apply to Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez, basically billionaires, but even to, you know, hardworking folks who, you know, are getting by here and there. The money, you could always find money. You could always figure out a way to get money. The emotional state of our children is what really impacts our society. And, you know, I had a meeting last night with Curtis Sliwa. And, you know, he no matter what you feel about Mr. Sliwa, you know, he's been in the streets for decades now.
Right.
And I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago with the Brooklyn District Attorney, Eric Gonzalez, who said to me, Kevin, that a vast majority of their arrests, I mean, they don't know the exact number, but maybe it's 50%, I think he said, are people who are committing crimes are people who are suffering from like diagnosable mental illness. And if you circle back to the late 80s, early 90s, in the height of the crack epidemic, these are people who were 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, who were growing up. Either they were born as I guess they, we call them crack babies, so their mom was ingesting crack when they were in the womb, and they suffered diseases and defects because of that, and that's the word, the terminology you use in a courtroom, mental disease or defect. Or they were just growing up in households where people were smoking crack and it was a horrible place to live, and that could cause mental disease or defect.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I look at Jennifer Lopez and Alice Rodriguez and all of these people, the other one, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, all I think about and all we should all think about is forget the money. The kids, how are the kids going to make out? And you know what? I don't care how much money these kids have. If you don't have that happiness, if you don't have a sense of religion, in my approach, I know you're not allowed to say that anymore, but hopefully, Kevin, on your show,
you can say that.
Say
yeah, absolutely.
It. Right. You don't have that sense of religion and community and family, then in my opinion, you're somewhat lost. And I know that's not legal, but it does tie into the legal system, because the legal system is one piece of our big community.
Well, and I have such an agreement with that. You know, my own life was touched by divorce. I wasn't nearly as successful as A-Rod. Very few people are, by the way, in the planet Earth. But it's important to see that decision impacts kids almost identically to regardless of income bracket. There are things that children can end up becoming a football and an object of manipulation, or you can really try to take care of them and make sure that they have what's best for them. And that's what you're emphasizing here. And I certainly agree with that. Hey, listen, it is a legal night. If you're just joining us, we normally have the phone lines open at 877-970-2999. Tonight, we because half of the production team at AM 970 The Answer is suffering from COVID, or they've been exposed to it and they're now quarantined, we don't have a phone screener tonight, so you can't call the show. But we'll be back with that capability hopefully very, very soon, and I am grateful for Arthur being here regardless. You know, there's a lot of stuff percolating in the news on the legal front, Arthur. Just before we sat down to have this conversation, of course, and this is the only political story I'll delve into tonight, because we've got criminal stuff that we got to cover as well. But it seems like even the most progressive Supreme Court justices don't like the Biden administration's idea about court reform. And since this story kind of broke after you and I were on the air last week, when he said he wants to form a commission on reforming the Supreme Court, I'm just curious, from a legal standpoint, from your standpoint, from your knowledge of court justices, you were close to Mr. Scalia and others. What are some of your thoughts about the proposal to do court reform?
Well, yeah, my initial reaction is I recoil at the idea. I'll never forget Justice Scalia telling me, it's not a living constitution, it's not a dead constitution, it's an enduring constitution. It's a constitution that's supposed to stand the test of time. It's not about, I'll never forget when he lectured and I was there, and he read a version of the Bill of Rights, and then I forget which country he attributed it to, but it was a country that is not known for its Bill of Rights. I don't know if it was a country in South America or in the east part of the world, the eastern part of the world, China. But he said, it's not about the Bill of Rights. Every country's got a Bill of Rights. It's the Constitution and the checks and balances of our government that allows the Bill of Rights to thrive. So anytime you're going to shake the way we do government, and let's face it, it may be the best way, but it's far from a perfect way. But anytime you're going to consider seriously altering that, that's a problem. Now, I know Biden
okay,
is on the record.
Hold that thought, Arthur. We'll come back with more, because I know you've got more to say. Yeah, court packing, yes. Which is part of what Biden asked the commission to look at. But we'll get into what it means, because we've got America's most in-demand lawyer with us exclusively tonight, Arthur Idala. So stay with us. When we come back, we're also going to get into the Derek Chauvin, Dante Wright issues, and a lot more coming up on Legal Night. AM 970 The Answer. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. Couldn't be happier than to have you with us.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Sovin from ProCure Proton Therapy Center, located in Somerset, New Jersey. You may be surprised to know that 1 in 7 men will experience a prostate cancer diagnosis in their life. 1 in 7. So if you or a friend or family member are facing prostate cancer, make sure you do your homework before choosing a treatment strategy to understand that in most cases, invasive surgery is not the only option. ProCure's proton therapy offers a customized, safe, and effective treatment option with an exceptional patient experience and no downtime. For more information or take a next step, please visit www.procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON, 855-3-PROTON. Let me or one of my colleagues help you make the right decision. Discover the ProCure difference, precision therapy, passionate care.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code AM970. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
This is Dennis Prager, along with my fellow host, Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for a trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October 27th to November 5th. I've been all over the world, but I can never get enough of the great state of Israel. You will be amazed and inspired in your faith.
Dennis and I have planned every detail, minute by minute, of this trip to make sure you have the best experience possible. We're confident by October our trip will be safe, especially because Israel is the leading country in the world in COVID vaccinations.
Join us as we sail on the Sea of Galilee in boats that are replicas of the ones Jesus sailed in with his disciples. Walk the steps of the old city of Jerusalem and join us for a Shabbat service that will reenact the old traditions.
It's something you'll never forget. Go to StandWithIsraelTour.com to reserve your spot or call 855-565-5519. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Aren't you ready to travel again? We are. So come join us.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Ben Shapiro doesn't get wrapped up in what others think.
So Joe trotted out there, or hobbled out there, and proceeded to explain that gun violence in the United States is an international embarrassment. I do love it when presidents of the United States talk about how the United States is an international embarrassment. I don't care what the Europeans think of us. After hundreds of years of internecine warfare and then us saving their ass from the Soviets, I really could not care less what the French think of our gun laws. The French can stick it.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, I'm just listening to this bumper from the Hot Sardines here, and I'm thinking, Arthur, one of these nights, in your new post as the head of the Friars Club, we've got to bring the Hot Sardines in to do our bumper music live, and we'll have a packed room, and that would be kind of cool to have a big broadcast from your new spot there.
So we'll give a little update about the whole city of New York. And again, this is, at least for me, this is a little bit of breaking news, and it's not great breaking news. And you mentioned it about, you know, why we can't have call-ins today. This morning I got a call. The third person now who I know who's been fully vaccinated for 2 months tested positive for COVID-19.
Come on.
Yep. That's upsetting. I mean, it really shook my tree. Now, this person is It's a 42-year-old woman. She's not going to go to the hospital, but like she's in bed. In other words, she's not feeling great. It's like a bad flu kind of thing.
And last night, last night we had Dr. Sapphire, and of course our own Matt Sambolin came down with the COVID after he got the Johnson & Johnson. And one of the things that Dr. Sapphire reminded us is that the efficacy for all of them, Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson, is not purely to not get the virus, but that if you end up getting it, your chances of needing to go to the hospital are much greatly reduced. So we are going to see people that still get it. But the upside is they're probably not going to have to go to the hospital. They're probably not going to have to go on a ventilator. They're probably going to recover quicker.
Correct.
So that's the good side.
Right. But that's all true. But, you know, I'm going to put myself here. I was pretty hopeful that once, you know, you get these shots, like you're in good shape. And I'm not worried about Matt. I love him. I'm not worried about him. I'm not worried about the 42-year-old doctor who I know. I'm worried about my mom, who's 80, my dad, who's 82, you know, they're so I'm under the impression. I just told my parents this week, look, Mother's Day, let's all get together. Let's do this, that, and the other thing together. I will tell you this as a public service announcement, speaking to the doctors and everyone else. The hand washing is still a huge piece of this puzzle.
Yes.
You know, even with masks and all that, the hand washing is a huge piece of this puzzle. I know I'm not being a lawyer right now, but I do run a law firm. There's 20 people here every day. It's very important for our clients as lawyers that we're here and available and able to serve them. And if people are sick, that, you know, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to go off on this tangent. I want to talk about the Supreme Court.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands, and you know, you still got to be alert. You still got to be aware.
No, and I was a hand washer long before COVID. I always thought it was kind of creepy not to be washing your hands on a regular basis because you just come into contact with stuff.
I'll end with this. You walk into my little house. To the left, to the right is the coat closet, and to the left is a little bathroom. And basically, everyone who walks into my house who's going to stay for more than a minute has to go in there and wash their hands. It's always been that way. And I will say, in the Idala household, there has not been a lot of colds or sneezes or over the last couple of years. So we're good. I do want to address this court packing.
Yes.
Because folks who are listening should know this is a horrible thing. And you know, I know you probably don't look at the New York Times, Kevin, but
every day. What are you talking about? Of course I
do. Well, because it infuriates me sometimes with the stuff that's in there.
I didn't say they were right, but I definitely read them. Yes.
Okay. So, because I know a lot of people who just throw it away and they just stick with the Wall Street Journal. But so there's been a couple of editorials in there, not necessarily by the Times itself, by the editorial board, by some of the columnists who say that, you know, Biden is the new FDR. You know, putting money in and trying to help people and building up the infrastructure. You know, I mean, and there are some parallels that could be drawn in terms of spending a boatload of money. And they're saying, well, Biden is fixing and upgrading the infrastructure that FDR built. But one of the things that FDR tried to do and he failed miserably was the court packing, taking the court from 9 to 15 members. And I would think that Joe Biden, one thing you have to say positively about his age is, you know, he's well aware of that fact. He's a, you know, he was kind of living almost through that history. So hopefully he will not make that mistake. He's on the record as saying he's not going to do that. They are talking about, I believe, having some sort of a term limits so that every other administration or every administration,
yeah,
every
I've
president
seen that
gets
part,
to pick.
Yeah.
Every president gets to pick one justice. I have to say, I'm not fundamentally against that. I haven't studied it well enough. I am fundamentally against saying it's not going to be 9 court judges, it's going to be 11, or it's going to be 15 or 13, whatever. That I'm fundamentally against. 9 is a great number.
Well, and you know what I think is happening here? And again, I don't have any evidence of this, but this is what I think the chess pieces look like. I don't think Biden wants to do it. I think he's got people around him that want to do it. I think Susan Rice wants to do it. I think Obama wants to do it. I think they're whispering in his ear, this is something that we got to do, because they know a lot of the executive order stuff that he's already put in place isn't going to last. So he's kind of tries to kill two birds with the same stone. Form a commission, make it look like he's doing it. But unless the commission comes back unanimously saying, oh, this has to be done, then it gives him an out to say, well, it's not the right time or it's not the right place. But he's trying to kind of appease like both sides of his brain. And I'm not sure that it will happen, but that's what I think is going on behind the scenes.
I think that makes a lot of sense. And again, I look, nothing is perfect and everything could be looked at. Again, I don't think I'm fundamentally against an age limit. I mean, there have been reports over the last 200 years of some judges and justices who have stayed on, you know, longer than they should have. You know, it takes a lot of, I don't know what the right word is, soul searching to step down from that job because it's a pretty spectacular job. But you, so I, you know, if there's people who have an open mind, who are going to take on this task, not from a political point of view, but from a way to make America the best it can be, to improve our system and say, listen, we think it's more, it makes more sense that not, I wouldn't say necessarily that someone should have a term limit. You're only a Supreme Court justice for 12 years or 16 years. But if they're trying to figure out a way that if the Republicans win for 4 years, they get to pick one. And then the next year, if the Democrats win, they get to pick one. And then if the Republicans win again, they get to pick one. So that it's not as haphazard as it is now. So like right now, for folks who know, there's 9 justices on the Supreme Court. The oldest Democrat is Justice Breyer. He's a brilliant.
And they're judge. Trying to get him to retire before Biden's term is up because they want to get a replacement for him. Hey, hold that thought, Arthur. We're taking another break. It's Legal Night, friends, at Radio Night Live. And we've still got an update on the Chauvin trial. What's going on in Dante Wright's case there in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, which isn't far from where the Chauvin trial is centered. All that and more coming up. It's Radio Night Live. Stay with us.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is back again. Indoor seating is now available for diners by reservation only, and spaces are limited. Michael's follows all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. Have that signature Italian dish indoors. For reservations, call 718-998-7851. That's 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains what we need in Washington.
We need another non-politician in the White House. We don't need a decrepit machine politician from Delaware who doesn't know which day of the week it is, who's corrupt, whose son is a drug-addled reprobate. We need Donald Trump back.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Ben Shapiro at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Your business is ready for a reboot, a recharge. The way our companies operate has changed. The changes haven't been easy, but there's help. The marketing team at Salem Surround gives you the tools needed to stand out and be visible to current and potential customers online right now looking for what you do. We can design a plan that targets potential customers with proven marketing strategies. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness.
Helping themselves and helping each other.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
We have generally cloudy skies with some showers around. We're holding steady at 49 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, officials say one of the 6 women who developed a blood clot after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was hospitalized in New Jersey. The state's health department says the woman is a Pennsylvania resident. ABC News reports she is 26 years old. Use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine is currently on hold pending further investigation, as it's not clear if this extremely rare blood clot condition is indeed linked to the vaccine. And speaking of the vaccine, it appears demand to get it may be slowing down a bit in New York City. The city's health commissioner admits there is now a longer window before appointments are being filled. Dr. Dave Chosky says sometimes it takes hours or a day or two to fill online appointments, whereas many used to go in seconds. The health commissioner thinks that will help certain people to have easier access, and not just ones who are technologically savvy. And New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's son will reportedly be appointed to the Port Authority Board. Sources are telling NJ Advance Media that Robert Menendez Jr. will be one of several new members to be announced for the powerful agency. The agency operates bridges, tunnels, and airports in New York and New Jersey, and has six representatives from each state. Taking a look at the traffic, if you're going between New York and New Jersey on the Gothels Bridge, that's a slow ride because of an accident on the off-ramp to the Turnpike. No complaints on the Outer Bridge crossing. Lincoln Tunnel, about a five-minute delay leaving New Jersey. Holland Tunnel, about a five-minute delay as well. 15 minutes coming back to New Jersey at the Holland. Northbound West Side Highway slow from 96th Street up to the George Washington Bridge. FDR northbound slows from the 30s up towards the Triborough. Your forecast, rain continues on and off tonight. It'll taper off after midnight, low 41. Morning sunshine tomorrow, then clouds for the afternoon, high 48. Sunshine on Saturday, high 57. Mix of sun and clouds on Sunday with a high of 60. And partly sunny Monday with a high of 61 in the afternoon. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back. Radio Night Live with the inimitable. And I mean in the way he knows the law. I mean in the way he dresses. In the way he gets that perfectly shaved, bald head. Every day. See, mine looks patchy because I still got some of the sides in the back. I've got the horseshoe, but Arthur's like, he's completely smooth. And
you call it a horseshoe. My buddy from college, Cords, Sergeant Cords George of the USMC, he used to call it the toilet bowl seat. Honestly, he's the one who made me shave the whole thing off. He goes, Artie, you look like you got a toilet bowl seat.
Just
on your
own
head.
It.
I'm like, all right. But, it's a pain in the neck. I mean, that will really go off.
So how often do you have to do that?
Well, honestly, I just try to do it either Sunday night or Monday morning. And I try to get through the week. And then, because it's a little time consuming. Look, what folks who are not bald have to understand, the worst part about being bald is going bald. That awkward period.
Agreed.
Of not knowing what's going on.
Yep.
But once you have no hair, the morning routine is at least 10 minutes shorter than everybody else.
That's true.
I went away with my two buddies from law school, Josh and Noel. We were in Ireland. We would get up in the morning, I'm jumping in the shower, jumping out, put some Lubriderm moisturizer on my head, and I'm out the door. And they got hair dryers and blow dryers and gels and two kinds of, they got a comb and a brush in the back. They do one. Like, what are you guys kidding me? We got to move here. Let's go.
That's it.
So just put the sunblock on. That's the most important part.
Nope. Well
all
said.
Kidding aside, for all of us, by the way, I went to a dermatologist recently. I don't want to take over your Wednesday night doctor show.
No, we're having fun.
But,
go ahead.
But my dermatologist, I was like, wonderful young woman, and she looked in my eyes and she said, Arthur, promise me one thing. You're either going to slather your head with SPF 50 sunblock or you're going to wear a nice straw hat. So I do a little bit of both. I mean, I haven't started yet. It's still April and the sun's not too strong. But she's, basically she told me it can kill you. Like, you could get cancer right on your head, the back of your neck.
No, I end up wearing hats, 90% of the time now. And I don't mind that, actually, because I kind of like hats.
Yeah, you look cool. You look like, I don't know if you're allowed to say this, but you look like a badass.
Well, thank you.
Oh, wow, here comes Kevin McCullough. You better step aside.
Thank you, Mr. Idala. Okay, we've got a lot yet to get to that has nothing to do with male pattern baldness. But we just say at this show, bald is beautiful. And we love it. We embrace it. We own it full out. Hey, we were talking about the large legal trials, and we've only got a couple of minutes till the next break, and we want to get into the Chauvin and the Right thing. Is there anything else happening, Arthur, in the legal universe that is not on the radar screen that we would not know about because those trials are taking up the...
I will tell you that the Chauvin trial has definitely sucked a lot of the oxygen out of the room. lawyers are looking at what we were just speaking about. You know, is there going to be a material alteration of this United States Supreme Court? And earlier today, the Democrats had some sort of a press conference, I think, led by New York's Jerry Nadler.
Yeah.
You know, saying that they're looking at this commission, et cetera, et cetera. I just hope they keep an open mind and really look at this from a real legal analysis point of view and not a political point of view. If more locally in New York, and I am somewhat the – I'm not someone. I'm definitely the beneficiary of this. Towards the end of the year, before Biden came in and said we're going to give billions and billions of dollars away, the judge here, the chief judge, Janet DeFiore, and her – the chiefs around her made a decision – that the judges who serve in New York State who are over the age of 70 years old were going to be forced to retire at the end of the year. They actually made that decision in October, and they told them December 31st would be
their last
day.
Doesn't 70 seem a little young?
70 definitely seems a little young. And they are able, under the New York State law, charter, judiciary law, I believe it is, they're able to serve until 76 years old as long as the chief judge and the governor finds a piece of paper. And it's almost pro forma that they do so. It would only be if someone was really ill or mentally not equipped. But it's almost, you know, it's almost automatic. So these 46 judges from the entire state of New York are forced into retirement, some of whom thought, you know, they were 71. They thought they had five more years to go.
Right.
And there was a lawsuit, and it was led by my new law partner, retired judge John Leventhal. And yesterday, in light of this lawsuit, which is actually still pending, the chief judge of New York said, okay, all of you judges who were over 70, who were forced to retire, you can now come back onto the bench.
Ah, good news.
And
hold that thought,
Arthur. Okay, I'm holding it.
Yeah, we'll get to the personal part of that story as we come back. But it's Radio Night Live. And again, all the podcasts at SoundCloud and Apple, just look for the Kevin McCullough section and go to Radio Night Live and look for Arthur's beautiful bald face right there on the cover of the episode with Mr. Idala. Kevin McCullough and Arthur Idala coming right back.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. My friends over at Route 22 Toyota want me to remind you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, get over to the state-of-the-art service facility in Hillside, New Jersey, please. Alex Kinsella has the entire team staying safe, wearing masks, socially distancing, fogging vehicles with every single service to make sure they're disinfected. At Route 22 Toyota, they always get it right. They're doing their part to stay safe. Plus, right now, Route 22 Toyota is offering qualified buyers more reasons than ever to get into a new Toyota, like 0% APR financing up to 5 years and zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. Call 855-621-9949 for details and make sure to tell them Joe sent you. 855-621-9949 to schedule a test drive, and Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. Now that is the smart way to buy. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route 22 Toyota.
Every Saturday morning at 7, The Auto Lab, the longest-running auto show in New York City, can be heard for a full 2 hours. Host Mike Porcelli and a diverse panel of automotive experts will answer all your basic automotive questions and fill you in on the history and culture of the auto industry. The Auto Lab is on the air and here to help for a full 2 hours. Listen every Saturday morning starting at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager with Mike Gallagher. We want to invite you to join us for a trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October 27th to November 5th. You will be amazed and inspired in your faith.
Dennis and I have planned every detail, minute by minute, of this trip to make sure you have the best experience possible. It's something you'll never forget. Go to StandWithIsraelTour.com to reserve your spot or call 855-565-5519. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Aren't you ready to travel again?
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hugh Hewitt is looking for a big bounce back.
The world knows it's going to have a complete sonic boom of an economy in the United States, which will pull everyone along. Why? Because on top of $4 trillion, we spent another $2 trillion, and Joe Biden wants to spend $2 trillion more. It's a lot of stimulus. It's more stimulus than we've ever had before. What's the only cloud on the horizon? Inflation.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
People with cancer prefer Dr. Lederman's innovative cancer treatment. Many are so disappointed not to get the same care elsewhere. Dr. Lederman is first in Western Hemisphere with body radiosurgery, non-invasive, highly successful outpatient cancer treatment where we attack cancer. No cutting, no bleeding. Dr. Lederman's first. When all others thought standard treatment was okay, Dr. Lederman doesn't settle for okay. Why should you? For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work, isn't tolerated, or isn't wanted. The original, Dr. Lederman. Don't settle for excuses and imitation. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, for appointment and free booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th, most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Don't be disappointed elsewhere. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, so just before we went to break, Arthur, you were telling us on Legal Night here at Radio Night Live that the judges that had been told they had to quit in their early 70s, 70, 71 years of age, they've been invited to come back to the bench, and you said that had a personal angle for your law
right.
firm. What pick up the story from
there. A huge personal angle, because what happened was that when they were forced to retire, these judges, some of them were at the top of their game, they had to figure out where to go. And so Judge John Leventhal of the Appellate Division, Second Department, which is Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, he joined my firm as a partner. He's a spectacular addition. So yesterday, Kevin, the phone is ringing off the hook, telling him, John, you got to come back. John, you got to come back. You know, your chambers is still there. No one's moved in. And he made and most of the judges are going back, of the 46 judges who were forced to leave.
Oh, wow.
And he came into my office and I said, Judge Leventhal, it's your world. You're at a point in your life. You make whatever decision you want. No one's going to hold it against you. And he looked left. He looked right. He goes, no. He goes, I'm going to stay. He goes, it's pretty exciting here. He goes, I'm pretty busy, and I'm actually enjoying myself at this stage in my career. Huh. So to the judges who are going back, congratulations, and we're happy for you. And to Judge Leventhal, who decided to stay with my law firm, Kevin, I say this with the utmost sincerity. It's probably the greatest compliment I've ever gotten as a lawyer.
Wow.
Was his decision not to go back onto a very prestigious bench where he was so well respected. And I heard the calls coming in from the highest judges in the state, almost begging him to come back. And he said he's staying with us. And, you know, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I am tooting my own horn. That just made me feel good.
You have to. What greater compliment could be paid? That's Arthur Idala. Kevin McCullough is my name. And on Thursday nights, we talk about legal issues and the big stories across the country. And, of course, there's been no bigger trial, as we were just discussing a few minutes ago, Arthur, than the Derek Chauvin trial. The defense rested today, and it rested without Chauvin taking the stand in his own defense. We've discussed this over the last 3 weeks. You thought there were times when the prosecutor had prosecutor side had a little bit better day. You thought there were days where the defense people had a little bit better day. With him saying he's not going to testify and the defense resting, in essence, today, how do you think it's come down and what you've seen in the last few days?
Well, here's the deal, Kevin. Having done what Mr. Nelson, the prosecutor, the defense attorney has done, I've done it many, many times. You know, people are like, well, why didn't you put your guy on the stand? Look, only the defense attorney, Eric Nelson, knows what his guy would say if he went on the stand, right? And only he knows and then makes the strategic decision. I mean, look, it's the client's right. So you as a lawyer can tell the client, are you crazy? You can't testify. You're going to get crucified. And they can say, I don't care. I'm going up there to testify. And just to give you a little more legal insight, they can say, I'm going to go up there and lie. I'm going to make up a story and totally lie. Now, that's a tremendous ethical problem for a lawyer. And I believe the rulings on that from the ethics committee is if that's what your client wants to do, all you do is you call him as a witness or her as a witness and you just say, good afternoon, Mr. Jones. I understand that you would like to make a statement to the jury. And then you don't you don't ask any questions. You don't participate. You know, he says, I'm telling this lie. I'm telling that lie. I'm telling the next lie. He stops speaking or she stops speaking. You say, is that the end of your statement? Yes. Okay, Your Honor, I have no further questions. And then presumably the defense, the prosecutor stands up, makes Swiss cheese out of them. That person gets convicted in 5 minutes and justice was served.
Right.
But there are times, and I'll do this in a nutshell. How many seconds do we have left?
We got about 3 minutes.
Oh, okay, good. So there was a young woman who I represented, one of the cases I'm the most proud of. Her name was Bridget Harris. And the bottom line was she killed her father. And she killed her father by dismembering his private part. And while she did that, she gagged him so he wouldn't scream. And what killed him was that she gagged on the rag that she put in his mouth so he wouldn't scream. It was not the dismembering of his private part. And the reason why she dismembered him was because he had molested her from the age of 3
gotcha.
To the age of 18. She then disappeared. Oh, he disappeared for a decade. And when he reappeared, the first time she sees him, he has her 5-year-old niece on his lap, what we would call grooming her to do the same thing to her. And she was not going to allow that to happen.
Wow.
So she confronted him. He denied everything that happened. And there was a big fight that ensued. And she did all this research on John Bobbitt and John and Lorena Bobbitt, who she had dismembered her husband, but it was reattached and he became a star and all of this stuff. She wanted to make sure that never happened and he would never hurt anyone else. But she didn't want to kill him. She called 911 immediately. I put her on the stand, Kevin. She was on the stand for one full day. And she admitted to each and every element of the crime. She was 100% guilty of manslaughter at the very least, if not murder, but manslaughter 100%. And the jury found her not guilty. It's called jury nullification. It's when 12 people in our society, 12 citizens decide that facts are so beyond the pale of acceptability in our society that they disobeyed the law. And they said, we are not finding her guilty of the charge that she just confessed to on the stand. And this young woman now, this is 10 years ago, the trial, she's in the Carpenters Union. She leads a full and healthy life. She was so damaged from
of course.
I could never say on the air what her father did to her. But if you heard it, Kevin, you would find a baseball bat and beat up his grave for what he did to her.
Yeah.
So there are times when you do put your client on the stand. You never put them on the stand knowing that they're going to lie or say something that's not true. There are, and sometimes it's a very difficult decision for everyone. Harvey Weinstein, it's no secret, he wanted to testify, but the judge had ruled if he testified, so many different acts of his in the past having nothing to do with sex were going to come in that he was going to look like the worst guy in the world before he even said anything about the substance of the charges against him. So there are certain times when judges who, in my opinion, aren't really doing the best job for society make rulings that handcuff a client so the client really can't testify.
All right.
But most of the time you're just sitting there saying, we hope we're making the right decision.
Well, on that note, when we come back, we are already to the final segment of the show. Our Esquire's Etiquette will be on tap, and maybe we'll get Arthur to answer my question where he thinks the Chauvin trial stands before we close out, because he kind of very entertainingly avoided the answer to that question in that story. But, man, what a story. It's Legal Night. It's Radio Night Live. He's Arthur Idahl. I'm Kevin McCullough, and we're live in New York. Coming right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Sofen from ProCure Proton Therapy Center located in Somerset, New Jersey. You may be surprised to know that 1 in 7 men will experience a prostate cancer diagnosis in their life. 1 in 7. So if you or a friend or family member are facing prostate cancer, make sure you do your homework before choosing a treatment strategy to understand that in most cases, invasive surgery is not the only option. ProCure's proton therapy offers a customized, safe, and effective treatment option with an exceptional patient experience and no downtime. For more information or take a next step, please visit www.procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON, 855-3-PROTON. Let me or one of my colleagues help you make the right decision. Discover the Procure difference. Precision therapy, passionate care.
From executive producer and MyPillow founder Mike Lindell comes the hilarious new faith-based comedy, Church People, with a special guest appearance from Mike himself. Church People is a hilarious, heartwarming reminder that the gospel is enough. It all starts when America's youth pastor, Guy Sides, realizes he's stuck in the megachurch marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. But when Guy attempts to get back to the heart of ministry, he is thrust into the throes of dissuading his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service while navigating his own personal problems. Church People will leave you laughing out loud while ultimately reminding you of the true meaning of the gospel.
Amen. Amen.
Watch Church People at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com.
Use promo code WNYM for additional savings.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts, all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
If you don't dispose of the unused or expired prescription drugs in your home, they might find a new one. They could end up lost, stolen, or simply misused. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back at the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 24th. To find a collection site near you, please visit DEATakeback.com. This ad brought to you by the DEA, New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Larry Elder is next on AM 970 The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, so every night here in the final segment, if you're listening on Monday night, you get a hot stick stock tip. On travel night, you get a deal. You get the doctor's orders on Wednesday night with Dr. Sapphire, but on Thursday we get Esquire Etiquette, which is some legal help that will give you the opportunity to, have knowledge of some legal advantage when you are in that situation. So, Dr. Idala, what are we doing? What's the tip tonight?
Well, hold on. You went in saying I didn't give you any update on the Chauvin trial. So, I mean, you can't make me look at it. Here's the bottom line with the Chauvin trial. Closing arguments are Monday. Chauvin didn't testify today. They did put on some very good experts this week, the defense did, that showed George Floyd very much may have died of a heart attack. He had an enlarged heart. He needed more oxygen. He needed more air than a normal person would. He had a lot of drugs in his system. So they did the best with what they could. I think besides the pressure from George Floyd, the other young man who was killed 10 miles away by a police officer puts extra pressure on the jury, and they have to, I think the jury's going to feel they have to convict him of something. It's not a matter of which one. It's not a matter of if. It's just which one. The lowest count is the manslaughter. I believe he would only face 5 years in jail for that count, which is the same count that the female police officer who killed the young man this week is charged with. So we shall see, but I'm expecting next Thursday when you and I speak, we will know what the verdict is. I don't think they're going to be out forever. They're probably going to get the case Monday. And by next Thursday, that we have a verdict.
Yeah, I would guess so.
What do I got? 60 seconds?
Yes.
120?
Yes.
Okay. So this is more for the clients than the lawyers. And it ties into your Wednesday night segment as well. Whether it's your doctor or your lawyer, always tell them the truth. Always answer them honestly. So the case I referred to about the young woman and her father,
right.
The only reason we were able to get her that excellent result was she was honest with us. She told us, I went online, I bought an X-Acto knife, I figured out how to dismember him, I figured out how they could sew things on. Because she was honest with us to a fault, not to a fault, because she was so honest with us, we were able to help her. And the first thing they told us in the DA's office when I started almost 30 years ago, if you make a mistake, just tell us, because we could probably fix it. Well, as a client talking to your lawyer, I'm telling you the same thing. If you've made a mistake or you need help with something, tell them the whole story. Not 90%, not 99%. Tell them the whole story, and God willing, you're in front of a good attorney, and they'll be able to fix your problem.
Well, you just can't get the best advice if the attorney or the doctor don't know all the facts, and that just makes common sense, which Arthur Idala does every Thursday when he's with us. And Arthur,
you'd be surprised, Kevin. You'd be surprised, my friend. You'd be surprised how people hold things back from their own representative.
Yeah, and that only works against them in the end. So, okay, Arthur, great stuff. We will look forward to talking about the aftermath of the Chauvin trial in all likelihood next week. And have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you. You too. Be well, Kevin.
All right, Kevin McCullough. Tomorrow night we do entertainment, we do food, we do fun. With Christine Nicholas, and we've got some exciting things already in the works for you on that. And just check it out. Missed any part of it? Go get the podcast at the Kevin McCullough section of SoundCloud or Apple Podcasts. Until next time, we'll see you.